720 WGN, we got unions in the news, and Shannon DeWolf is the second assistant camera person who's with us this evening. Good evening, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, what is the name of the union?
I am with Local 600, and we are an International Cinematographers Camera Guild.
So what is IATSE?
The International Alliance for Theater and Stage.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so we've made the news recently.
I'll say. Some of the credits that Shannon has are Fargo, the television show Tenet, the movie.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, my God. Empire, American Horror Story, amongst others. So here's the deal. I'm going to tell you something. I have a bit of working knowledge about you, the union, the type of employment that we're talking about, and the circumstances that surround the production of television and movies. My daughter, Amy, is an actor and was in the television series on Amazon Prime called Transparent.
Uh-huh.
And I bummed around with her a lot. And I was on the set a lot for off and on for a year. So I know what you're talking about. We're not talking about actors, producers, directors, are we? We're talking about below the line people. I believe that's the term.
Yep.
So when you go to a movie,
yes,
and you're watching the movie and it ends and the credits roll, I always stick around and watch it to the very, very end. You will eventually see the people who are below the line.
That's correct.
Right? And yeah. And I shouldn't be talking. You should be talking. What is it that I have a sneaking suspicion I know what this is about, and I can see how it could be a conflict. What is it that you're looking for, your union's looking for, Shannon?
You know, we're looking for basic rights, decent working conditions. You've been on our sets, and mm-hmm. you know the amount of people it takes. You know the
yep.
amount of effort, the amount of skilled labor, and the time. It's a team effort. And, you know, so yes, we are just negotiating for better working conditions. Recently, we have been plagued with very long hours. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you consider to be a long day, but 14, 16, and 20-hour days are completely unacceptable in 2021 to make a TV show or a movie.
I understand your feeling about that, and you're absolutely right. I have been on sets that took 14 hours, 10 hours,
yes.
on shoots that happened at 3 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Which all of those, how do I put this? All of those projects are owned by a studio who wants its product back in a certain amount of time. There's a director who's using their quote unquote vision for whatever they're shooting, and they're going to take as many takes as they feel are necessary. There really isn't a clock running like at a 9-to-5 job. You know what I'm saying?
I did. Yeah, no. And that's correct. You know, we have scenes that are, we're scheduled to shoot for the day, and they have a
yep.
rough timeline of when they'd like to get those done. And,
yeah.
you know, whether or not that happens is not always entirely up to us. There's many factors that go into that. But yes, when you get into hour 12, 13, 14, and beyond, morale definitely goes down.
Yeah, no doubt. Everyone else is along for the ride, too. The actors,
yes.
everyone is along for the ride.
Yes.
And I've been on a set where they were going to call, we have to call lunch in the next 10 minutes. Why? If we go over, we're going to have to pay overtime.
Yes. And it's funny because meal penalties and meal breaks are a big part of our argument right now. We are arguing with, it seems that lunch has become expendable.
And it seems
that they're willing to just pay for the penalty rather than to break if our day is, you know, if we just haven't scheduled lunch today. We have a very tight schedule, and we're going to do what's called a rolling lunch where you don't actually sit down and eat a lunch. You just, when you can, you break away and you, you know, get to eat some cold food in a box that some wonderful PA has brought for you.
Right. Or go over to the craft services table and, go ahead.
You know, the problem with that is that we are still in a pandemic, and you know what we're not supposed to do on set? Take off our mask and eat. Mm-hmm. And as you know, you have a lot of key people who are essential to running that set and who cannot step away. Camera operators, script supervisors, boom. You know, sometimes electric if they're involved in, you know, lighting a shot, or the dolly grips if they're attached to the camera doing a move, assistance. There's just many people that cannot step away, props. You know, there's just too many to name. You know, so not getting broken for lunch is a problem, and it having become a big trend is a problem, and we can't have that.
I understand that. Although it does seem to me that the sort of free-flowing process of making films and television shows, as I said earlier, are about as far from a 9-to-5 job as one could get.
It's true, but there is a business model to it. I mean, there's a schedule.
Oh, no, definitely. Who are the workers that are in the union? What kind of jobs are we talking about?
We're talking about hair and makeup, wardrobe, editors, camera, grip, electric, studio teachers, and forgive me if I forget, art directors and props, you know, just all the below the line trades and craftsmen, and these are, you know, these are the workers that we're fighting for.
Well, can you explain below the line?
Oh yes, it's the worker bees. It's the heart and the soul of filmmaking. It's the people who make it happen. It's not the producers. It's not the directors. It's you know, as they say, the little people.
Yeah, I had the opportunity, even at my advanced age, to work as a PA on a very short 10-minute film that was being shot in California. And I'm telling you right now, I don't really want to do it again. It's like, go get this, get that, go get this, get that, go get this. Now, go, drive this car, go over there, pick up some meat. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, it's a great job for when you're just getting your foot in the door, and we certainly need them, and we certainly rely on them.
Right, right.
But it's not a place you wanna live forever. You wanna find your craft and go there. No, I RPAs are wonderful, but it's hard work, and it's honest.
Yes, it is. It's all. Yes. I find it to be all hard work on everybody's part, and I think people are in it for, maybe not, but I think most people are in it for the opportunity to work collectively and make something.
Yes. And, I mean, it's wonderful. Look, we are making television and movies for a living. It is movie magic for us.
It is.
And you are, you know, you get to work with some of the most incredible, talented people, visionaries. And it's just, we're problem solvers and, you know, we're communicators. And we are like a family. You're in the trenches together.
Oh, yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
But it is hard work. And, you know, we are making some real fantastic content. And it's time now for the, you know, the big companies, the producers, the streamers to recognize that and to honor their end of the bargain.
What does all of this mean for the Chicago film and TV industry?
Well, you know, we operate under the same agreement as You know, the folks in California do. We operate under the basic agreement. And so what happens, you know, with our negotiations will affect filming here. And, of course, we avoid, we hope to avoid a strike and a work stoppage. We would like to get the best contract possible for our members. So we will just wait and see. We are in negotiations currently. We are back at the table. And that resumed today.
Who's on the other side of the table?
It is the employers. So the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, they are on the other side of the table. And they represent companies like Disney, Warner Brothers, Netflix.
What about the other unions and guilds that are out in Hollywood, the Director Guild of America, the AFTRA, Screen Actors Guild? Have you received any support from them yet?
We have. The DGA and the Writers Guild have given their support. The Teamsters have given their support. We've had an incredible outpouring of on social media from individuals and all craftspeople. And, you know, it's just, it's been really nice. There's a sense of unity. There is a collective movement, and it's all moving together in one, you know, in one direction.
Yeah.
And it's really refreshing, and it's nice, and it's inspiring too.
But you haven't voted to strike yet. Is that correct?
We have. And we had an incredible turnout. Yes, we have voted to give the authorization.
Yes.
So we have given the authorization. An overwhelming number of people came out. I think it was 99% people have come out to vote for a yes vote.
So when will we see the next step in all of this?
Currently we are back at the table. So today was day one of meeting with, you know, with the producers, the employers, and they are now back into negotiations, which means things went relatively well. Nobody walked out,
right?
And we shall see. So it's kind of evolving day by day.
Well, thank you, Shannon, for being with us. I really appreciate it. I find anything that has to do with making movies and TV unbelievably invigorating, and I just think it's an awesome business to be in. And I wish you and your fellow union members all the best, and we'll stay tuned, as they say.